Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
Don't get so caught up in top line, and when you get there, then you've made it, because when you get there, it may not be where you want to be.
Best Ever listeners, before we get into today's episode, I'm pleased and honored to be introducing you to Trevor McGregor. You recognize his name. He's been on the show multiple times. Just search Trevor McGregor, Joe Fairless, and you'll hear his interviews that I did with him, and he adds a lot of value during those interviews. Well, he's had a lot of value in my life. For the last 5 years, I have hired him to be a consultant to help me with my real estate business and just personal stuff too, as a life/business coach. And he's taken my game to a different level. Before I hired him, I had 4 single family homes. And oh, by the way, I was also single. Fast forward to today, my company controls over $300 million worth of real estate, and I am happily, happily married. Clearly, results are going to vary, but he has helped me in 5 years do things that I didn't even have on my radar. So I suggest that you speak to Trevor McGregor if you're looking to take your real estate investing business to the next level. If you've had success and are looking to build on that success, then he's your guy. Go to TrevorMcGregor.com or CoachWithTrevor.com, and you'll be able to apply for a conversation with him. CoachWithTrevor.com. We used to do a free consultation. We got too many free consultations, and he actually is pretty full with his consulting program, and he's very conscientious about the value that he adds. He wants to add tremendous value, so he's being very selective with the people who he does work with. So go to CoachWithTrevor.com and apply to have a conversation with him, and then you two can decide if it makes sense to work together or not and hire him as a consultant. It has impacted my life in a tremendously positive way. Him and his wife have gone to my wedding. Trevor's been to my conference a couple years, and I know him well, and I suggest that you get to know him as well. CoachWithTrevor.com. Best Ever listeners, how you doing? Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever show. I'm Joe Fairless. This is the world's longest running daily real estate investing podcast. We only talk about the best advice ever. We don't get into any of that fluffy stuff. With us today, Rosario Terciano. How you doing, Rosario?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, my pleasure. Nice to have you on the show. And a little bit about Rosario. He is the co-founder and CEO of Click Invest. He began real estate in 2003 when he partnered with a real estate broker specializing in distressed real estate. He has since sold over 2,600 properties, and in 2013 was ranked first in Illinois and fourth nationally by the Wall Street Journal for units sold. Very impressive. And he's based in Chicago, Illinois. So with that being said, Rosario, you want to give the best ever listeners a little bit more about your background and your current focus?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks again for having me on. So I got into real estate in 2003, as you mentioned. Prior to that, I was in the financial market. So I was trading $0 futures and S&P futures, and it was time to move on. So dove in headfirst. For the first couple of years, I was a wholesaler. I'm sure a lot of the best ever listeners know what that is, right? So I was finding deals that were off market, getting them under contract, and then wholesaling them out to investors that I was connected to. So did that for the first couple of years, then got the itch. In 2005, I started building a rental portfolio for myself, started raising money from family and friends and doing flips along the way. Got married in 2005, had our oldest son in 2007, and then got completely wiped out in 2008. So market turned and I was not ready for it. But I was blessed with having good people around me, and that led to launching Resurrecting Real Estate in 2009, which eventually became ClickInvest. Within the first few years of launching Resurrecting Real Estate, I quickly became one of the top brokers in the Chicagoland area. 2013, as you mentioned, ranked first in Illinois and fourth nationally by the Wall Street Journal for selling 640 homes in 1 year, that year in 2013. 2014, began building out what is now ClickInvest. In 2016, I partnered with Jeffrey Kirshner. He ran the Midwest operations for Invitation Homes, which is a huge hedge fund in the marketplace, and he bought over 4,000 homes for them just over a 2.5 year period or so. And then today, ClickInvest is just pounding away, doing what we do, helping local investors in our marketplace.
So your business model now through helping local investors in the marketplace is to do what?
So taking what we've learned, being on the REO side and then being investors for ourselves and then working with these large hedge funds, we saw there was a need in the marketplace for not just the system, but also a team that's experienced in identifying buy and flip opportunities or buy and hold opportunities in the Chicagoland market. So basically what we've done is built a proprietary system that identifies deals in the marketplace, goes through thousands of deals a day, filters it down to the best deals based on an ROI or based on a yield if you're looking to hold the property. And then we have in-house analysts that will do a final review, package everything for that client based on the client's numbers, send it to them right to their inbox. And if they like it, they can click a button and submit an offer within seconds. So just expediting the whole purchase process for them.
That's a very turnkey business model. I love that. It's pretty cool. I want to spend most of our time talking about ClickInvest, but based on your background and your story, I'd love to ask just a couple follow-up questions, if that's fine.
Yeah, absolutely. So
let's see. 2008 hit. You said you got wiped out, market turned and weren't ready. What was the cause of the portfolio getting wiped away?
I had no idea what I was doing. So I'm not sure if anybody listening can relate to this, but I read a book. I got super excited, right? I'm an excitable guy. I'm very passionate. I saw a show or two or three and thought, man, this looks really easy. So back then it was super easy to get money. You were paying super high interest and points, not like today, but It was easy to get money. I raised some money from family and friends along the way as well. And I went out there not knowing a thing about construction, not knowing a thing about how to screen tenants, and got ripped off left and right by contractors because I had no clue. So I didn't have the right mentors around me to really come alongside and say, hey, man, do you even know what you're doing? I was just like, yeah, I want to build a rental portfolio and start buying rentals, and in a few years I'll have 100 and I can sit back and retire, right? Mm-hmm. On the beach. So that's the biggest reason by far, just mismanaged and clueless about what it took to run a portfolio.
Cool. All right. I appreciate you sharing that. And last question I have on this, and then we'll move on to present day. With your investors, I imagine they lost money with you, because 99% of the time we always hear about raise money, bring in investors, two thumbs up, sunshine, roses, and puppy dogs. But then what happens in a scenario where you lose money? Can you tell us about that and maybe some lessons you learned there?
Yeah, so I'm known for getting beat up quite a bit and being totally free and sharing my story, because my prayer in this is that people avoid the same mistakes I made, right? So when I partnered with family members or partnered with friends, think about that. These guys were not in a position to invest, most of them. They saw that I was having success because in an upward market, everybody was having success, or in an appreciating market. So they started whipping money at me like, man, turn money for us. So I started turning it, and I went from saint to devil within a year and a half. I was literally making everybody money and then lost everybody's money. So imagine that, showing up at Thanksgiving and your brother doesn't want to talk to you. So not only did I lose money, I lost friendships and hurt some close relationships through it, for sure.
What advice would you give someone who is contemplating bringing in investors for the first time, knowing what you just said in your experience?
Are they accredited? Are they a real investor? Okay. Because somebody that's just got 20 or 30K sitting on the sideline, to me, if they don't have the experience and if they can't afford to lose that money, they're not an investor. It's not worth it. There's plenty of money in the space today, whether it's lenders or private capital, or even some banks have just gotten a lot looser when it comes to real estate. Go to the pros. If a bank or a lender doesn't want to give you money for the deal, then you really need to call a timeout and ask yourself why. If they don't want to give me money, should I be going out and taking someone else's money, right? So I'm a big believer in private capital. We have clients that raise money from private capital sources all the time. But these are guys that are, they know what they're doing and they have a track record. And they choose to do it not because they can't get approved through a lender or a bank. It's because ease of the deal or whatever. It's their choice. But if you're getting declined by lender after lender after lender, and all these other sources, I would really just pump the brakes a little bit before you go asking your brother or your cousin or your friend for money if they're not in a position to lose it.
And just so I'm crystal clear, your business model was fix and flipping?
Back then it was fix and flip and buy and hold. So as I was flipping deals, I was rolling the money back in and buying more rentals.
And the domino effect was that those rentals weren't cash flowing enough to service the expenses when the market turned, and so you lost them?
Yes. So what happened was I would buy a house for 60. Contractor told me 25 before we closed. After we closed, it's now 45. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yep.
So yeah, I couldn't weather the storm. And then the second one person missed, as you said, domino effect. And that was it.
Got it. Well, I sincerely appreciate, and I'm like, I have little prayer hands right now. I don't know why, but I'm sending this your way. I sincerely appreciate you, you sharing that, because it's, as you said, it's something that's very valuable for everyone to hear. Just cautionary tale. So thank you for that. So click and invest. You since then, that's in the past. That was 10 years ago. Holy cow, that was 10 years ago.
Yeah,
that was a decade ago. Welcome to today. Click invest. And what is the number one challenge that you have with click invest right now?
I think just in general for real estate investors, and I'm sure you're experiencing this where you're at, but definitely in our market, it's inventory, right? So real estate inventory, specifically distressed inventory, is down 60% in the Chicagoland market just in the last 2 years. Okay. So the average flip per investor is at a 9-year low. So a lot of our clients were used to doing 5, 6, 7 flips a year. Now, because inventory is so tight, they're doing 3 flips a year or 4 flips a year. And when your average profit is, let's say, $30,000 a flip, well, if you're doing 1 to 2 less flips a year, that's a big hit to your income and to your lifestyle, right? So a lot of these guys are just stretched, because with less inventory, it means you're putting in a lot more time just to find a deal. So your return on time is just really getting crushed. So I would say that's the biggest pain point for sure in our marketplace with our clients, is the inventory side.
Do I have to log in to Click Invest or something in order to see the deals, where then I click and make an offer? Is there some sort of login process?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So the follow-up question then is, when I log in and I see those properties, are they just properties that are listed, or are they properties that you also have another means of getting through different tactics?
We source multiple ponds. So one of the first things I tell a potential client is, hey, look, we're not a silver bullet. We're not going to be the beginning and the end of sourcing for you. We're going to be one of your ponds, and we hope we're going to be your best pond. But in today's market, you need to be working with wholesalers. You need to be working with local brokers that have pocket listings. If you have the cash, you need to be going to auctions. You need to be fishing on the web for online auctions as well, like the Hubzoos and the auction.coms and whatnot. So what we do is we try to pull in as many sources as possible into our system. The only thing we're not touching right now is share of sales, but we've got wholesalers that we vetted out that we feel do a great job. They bring us deals. We work with the Cook County Land Bank, which essentially is a middleman between Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac in our area. And these are all pre-listed REOs. We're their biggest strategic broker. And then we have brokers that are constantly bringing us pocket listings and whatnot. But the MLS has still been our best source because of the technology we built and because we have the ability to go through thousands of properties a day and find those opportunities that a lot of people just aren't willing to sit down and hit refresh every minute, 24/7, waiting for that deal to come out and then have it completely analyzed according to your deal analyzer with your cost of capital and your buy side and sell side cost. So every deal that our client gets has all of their numbers baked into the deal. So they're seeing the true net profit and the true ROI on every single deal so they can quickly send an offer.
That is beautiful. What a smooth system that you've got, and it really should be a system in every market. Have you thought of doing some sort of licensing or franchising?
We have. So the goal right now is to get into Florida. So we feel like we've got a good handle on the Chicagoland market. We're doing flips. We're doing rentals. The next market will be Florida. And then once we have a grip on another market, then I think we're going to seriously consider whether it's licensing or just expediting our growth with partnerships or whatnot. But yeah, it's a lifesaver. We have clients that literally, can I share an example?
Please do.
Okay. So typical call I get is an investor is like, man, there's no deals. I go, well, we did 47 last month. There's deals. No, you don't understand. Well, I understand, but we're seeing deals. We're getting deals, right? We had somebody that signed up within the last week. Before she signed up, she said she spent money, got set up, went, got educated, did all the things you're supposed to do. 1 year later, she still hadn't done her first deal. And she's like, this is ridiculous. I don't know what to do. Well, another client signed up, I think the day before I had the conversation with her, within 2 hours got his first deal accepted. That's not the norm, mind you. But the point is, instead of running the 20 or 30 or 40 properties a week, which is what most investors are doing now, only to find that the deal's already gone or that there's 15 investors lined up outside that door, we've built everything in a way that we're giving you all the information, all the data with a rehab estimate, ARV, all the comps, even a suggested offer price, so that you can review the deal and submit an offer sight unseen with confidence right from your phone. And then we go to town negotiating that deal to get it locked up for you. So instead of running through 20 or 30 or 40 properties a week that will take you 40 to 50 hours, and then doing all the research yourself, within 20 to 30 minutes, our clients could literally submit 20 to 30 offers and get them in. And then it's just a numbers game.
What are all of your revenue streams for this company?
We have, so it's a subscription model. It's twofold. Every client pays a monthly because you've got to pay just to have access. There was a time where it was free and we had an army of tire kickers that just wasted our time. So it's a monthly fee to get into the system. And then we have our brokerage because ClickInvest is a brokerage. Mm-hmm. It's not just software. So we have in-house brokerage that does everything. Your offer submissions, negotiations, escrow, coordinating delivery of earnest money, coordinating your appraisal, inspection, contractor bids, anything you need, it's in-house to get you to the closing table. So it's all done right in our office with our team.
And then do you have a property management arm?
We do not. We're focusing right now on what we feel we're best at, and it's the acquisition. We're not even doing the resale. We do have a ton of partners that we work with that we're happy to refer out. Anytime we refer out, we don't make anything. It's just these are guys that we trust in our marketplace that we vetted doing this 15 plus years. And we're like, hey, these guys are good. Linda Liberatore referred me to you. She runs a management company in Illinois, Secure Pay One, which is like half the cost of traditional property management, which is crazy. Mm-hmm. So we like to open our network up to our friends, and we tell our clients, hey, look, if you need an attorney, here's this guy. You need property management, here's this person. You need an education provider or somebody that just helped take you to the next level, here's this person. So we feel by being that hub, we can really help our clients just cut down the learning curve. That makes sense.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's such a intuitive business model too. Those two revenue streams are very logical. That makes a lot of sense. There are costs associated to software development and maintenance, as well as the team, and then just the value that's created through the subscription and then the brokerage. Obviously, that's pretty simple for what you do there. Or not simple for what you do, but just to understand why you have that in place. And I forgot Linda introduced us. Now I connected the dots right when you said that. When did Click Invest, when was it founded?
2014 is when we started build it out internally, but it officially launched last year in 2017. So we converted Resurrecting. Well, really, we merged Resurrecting Real Estate, which was the brokerage, with Click Invest, which was the tech arm. And then now it's all bundled under one banner, which is Click Invest.
And why change the model from what you had in 2013 when you were being recognized by Wall Street Journal to something different? It seemed like that first thing was working really well.
I love you. That leads right into one of the nuggets. Knowing your cost. I told you I'm like a student of pain, I guess. So all that stuff is fluff, man. I can't stress enough. Anytime
we don't like the fluffy stuff here.
Yeah. So here, well, you're going to love me then, Jeff. So everybody's like, oh my gosh, top broker, ranked fourth nationally, blah, 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 blah. I didn't understand margins. I didn't understand my cost. And I think that's a big mistake that a lot of people make, but I'm just going to whip myself right under the bus, right? So I go into this and I was so bent on being number one and top line and selling more real estate than anybody else and paid no attention to my bottom line, none whatsoever. So I had 25 people in my office. I had virtual assistants in the Philippines and India. I had field operations. I had this crazy heavy operation and overhead was through the roof. $9 million over a 3-4 year period, maybe less. But my margins were ridiculously low. And at the end of the day, I'm like, okay, time out. I just hit the top of our game and had nothing to show for it. I want to say nothing, ton of experience, but not as much as I thought from the financial side. My poor wife and kids, they're like, wait a minute. Weren't you like number one? Yeah. Weren't you like ranked fourth? Yeah. Why are you like, why don't you have the fancy car and why aren't we in Hawaii for a month or two? I'm like, well, kids, you're going to learn about margin. And it was just ridiculous. So I called the timeout in 2014. I'm like, I can't do this anymore. I can't run at this speed anymore. And my solution back then was just hire more people. Like that solves problems. That's not what's going to solve problems. You have to leverage technology. You have to outsource your low payoff activities. And you have to really figure out what your return on time is. Because at the end of the day, and investors always make this mistake. I deal with it every day. They're always looking at the gross. Who cares about the gross? What's your net? What are you walking away with at the end of the day? And then back into everything. Mm-hmm. So the reason we made the switch was I, number one, couldn't maintain the amount of staff I had because the overhead was $150K a month just in payroll. And then number two, I'm like, okay, if we're going to do this because we know we have a system that works, how do we automate 80% of the processes? And that's where Click Invest was born. We said, okay, let's take the filtering of properties. Let's take the transaction coordination. Let's take the contract creation, which we had two people full time just drafting contracts. Now one person could send out 200 offers a day with technology and what we built out. So we had to rebuild to survive, or there's no way we would have made it, not a chance. And then along the way, we figured out, wow, we got something really cool here, and this can help a lot of people.
Thank you again for sharing that. That is a lesson that we all should pay attention to. If we're not, then we're going to have a similar story that you just had, where we're going to reach the top of the game from a perception standpoint, but then have not a lot to show for it monetarily. And your return on time, as you said, is something we need to focus on. And the net, not the income coming in, but what are you actually putting in your bank account? Based on your experience in real estate, we've talked about a lot of lessons and a lot of advice. What is your best real estate investing advice ever?
I would say just driving home, knowing your margin, going back to that, and just understanding that. What do you want? Everybody wants to make $1 million. You know, been there, done that. It's not going to give you happiness. It'll help a little bit, but believe me, happy wife, happy life. I'm a man of faith. I'm involved in my church. My kids are a huge blessing to me. That's what fuels me nowadays. So don't get so caught up in top line. And when you get there, then you've made it. Because when you get there, may not be where you want to be, if that makes any sense. Or when you get there, it's not what you thought it was going to be. So just work smarter. Pay attention to your return on time, because what you don't want to do is lose 10 years of your life only to look back and be like, what the heck was that for? And even worse, be like me, spend 10 years of your life and then look back and be like, and I didn't even make what I thought I made.
You know? But you had a really good story to tell us, so it's all worth it.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Well, we're going to do a lightning round. You ready for the best ever lightning round?
Yeah, let's do it, man.
All right, perfect. First, a quick word from our best ever partners. If you want to hire the guy who I hire to help me with my real estate investing business, then go to coachwithtrevor.com. That's coachwithtrevor.com. May 11th and 12th. You got plans? Well, if you don't, here's a suggestion. I'm speaking at the Midwest Real Estate Networking Summit in Chicago on May 11th and 12th. I'll be talking about multifamily syndication. There will be other speakers talking about flipping, passive investing, and a whole lot more. You can learn more and get tickets at MidwestReSummit.com. Best ever book you've read?
Power of Positive Thinking, Norman Vincent Peale.
Best ever deal you've done?
I would say deals, pulling in $300K in commission in 1 month was pretty sweet.
And that's profit, yes?
That was gross.
Gross. Oh, we're still talking gross, huh?
Oh, man, I know.
Old habits die hard, right?
I know, absolutely.
What's a mistake you've made on a transaction?
Huh, assuming. So never assume. Assuming that somebody's dropped off earnest money, or assuming that a house still exists. Because sometimes it gets torn down before closing.
What's the best ever way you like to give back?
God willing, one day I'd love to get into full-time ministry, whether as a pastor or youth minister, mentor, whatever.
And how can the best ever listeners get in touch with you?
Cell phone, I try to be as available as possible, except on the weekends. 708-369-3151, 708-369-3151, or check out clickinvest.com. And then my information's on there as well.
Rosario, a lot of life lessons, a lot of real estate lessons that are applicable. I'm just speak personally for me, just to have things reinforced, as well as just hearing the things you've learned and how you've evolved the business too with ClickInvest. ClickInvest sounds like a beautiful business model for you and for investors, number one. And then from bringing investing partners into it, your approach is now, if you do, make sure they're accredited so that they are at the financial level of being able to have their investment dollars at risk. You talked about the downside of what happens when a deal goes the opposite direction and you've got family and friends investing, and then also margins. We can be recognized by New York Times or Wall Street Journal, but doesn't mean that the business is optimized for long-term growth from a profit and loss standpoint. So really taking a look at that and looking at our return on time. Congrats on ClickInvest and what you're doing there, and looking forward to staying in touch. Hope you have the best ever day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks a lot, man. I appreciate the opportunity, dude.
May 11th and 12th. You got plans? Well, if you don't, here's a suggestion. I'm speaking at the Midwest Real Estate Networking Summit in Chicago on May 11th and 12th. I'll be talking about multifamily syndication. There will be other speakers talking about flipping, passive investing, and a whole lot more. You can learn more and get tickets at MidwestReSummit.com.